Tāns eno tem tek, this is Dallas Waskat and it's Iga Sonegwa.
Fonwood is Iga Soyan Tatawa. Welcome back. You're listening to our third little part of the show here. And if you guys missed out, you just missed out on an awesome interview with Mr. Jay Williams, who is also doing some work in the language department at University of Blue Quills, also a relative of mine and from Onijikskoponik, Saddle Lake. I'm real proud of where I'm from all the time.
No, it's wonderful. You know, it's wonderful because, you know, again, I let Jay know today that he did really inspire me to speak the language. Mm-hmm. I know when I started to reclaim my language and go back to school, I would always stop by at Fountain Tire because that's where he worked, right? It was Nihio owned at one time by Jason Quinney, mm-hmm. and he had like a bunch of Nihio up there, right?
So that was always real cool.
That was always cool to go stop by there and talk with everybody and visit everybody, mm-hmm. but especially Jay because he always took the time to ask me questions in Cree. You know, and I would be able to communicate with him because I had questions to ask him too as well.
But if you're listening to this on Wednesday, make sure you tune back in on Saturday if you missed that interview because you're going to hear it Saturday morning. We were just talking about the importance of why we do these interviews and you get to hear everybody's story and the things that helped them. And one thing, like we always mentioned, that helped us was learning and practicing our language through music. And actually, it being a lot of Remembrance Day stuff happening in the schools this week, we thought it was only appropriate that Dallas shares for the singing part of this show, that Dallas shares a song he made, actually for Anapegasoinu from Onijikskoponik, a warrior, a veteran from Saddle Lake. And I'll let Dallas talk about the song a little more.
Yeah, you know what? I was working in Goodfish for 4 years, and I would be doing the Novemberance Day singing.
Remembrance Day.
Novemberance Day.
Novemberance. Again. That's good.
That's Frog Lake.
Okay. He always says Novemberance. It makes sense, though, because yeah, it's November. Yeah, yeah.
I could say Remembrance Day, but it's so kind of boring. Novemberance Day celebrations. And I would always run into Louis Lapp, Sweet Lou, I call him, my Sweet Louis. And, you know, he's a vet. And, you know, and I was singing there one time with me and the kids, and it was just by myself. And I started coming up with these words that I learned for warrior. And, you know, I noticed them, so I started singing it. And then just because, again, the way I make songs is, you know, I have to go through emotion. And I was looking at him. So here's the song that came up. And it's for a Sweet Louis Lapp. So here we go. Beatek na pekasa we noa. Beatek na pekasa we noa. Na pekasa we noa. Wase kase mogu na pekasa we noa. Hello. Hi, hey. Eh we na pegasa we know beatek na pegasa we know beatek na pegasa we know na pegasa we know wa se kasemo na pegasa we know hello hi hey hey. Eh, we are na pegasa, we know okay.
Just for those of you who aren't familiar with powwow songs, the sneak up songs was actually, you know, when you see our men's traditional dancers, a kind of when they were like in a war party or going to war or hunting like that. So that's a little backstory about that.
Yeah, so, that's true. Nawigamagan. And as for our warriors, right, so they'd sneak up into bunkers and they would have to crawl. So whenever you see, like my Nawigamagan was saying, with these traditional dancers, they're supposed to resemble warriors into fighting. Mm-hmm. So they would crawl and they would be on their hands and knees and they'd be looking down, bucking down, and then, you know, looking around. So then, and they had to be careful. So that's why you hear the word
Beatek, watch out.
Yeah, watch out. So he'd be sneaking up on his on the enemy, right? So
a lot of our Nehyo veterans, our Nehyo Napegasawinawak, you know, we've had veterans Even before our people could vote in government elections or had the same kind of rights as other Canadians. But I remember hearing this from someone. They said, you know, why our people decided to fight for a government that wasn't treating us equally is because they were fighting to protect our land here, the land that we've always been a part of and that our grassroots run deep in. And I thought that was a really beautiful thing, because that's why a lot of our Napewak back in the day and why they went to war and why they signed up for these things. And that's a really beautiful thing, because we've had warriors in our communities for as long as we've been here.
No, you're right. And the more the more I'm listening to you, the more I'm learning as well. And again, I had asked you that question because even for myself too, I always knew about Remembrance Day, but I never knew so much about
Remembrance Day.
Remembrance Day, not so much of our Napega Sawino. I wish that growing up in our school system that I would have heard more about Napega Sawino, Ogitsitawak, as well as we would say in another way. And so again, I had mentioned about truth and reconciliation and how they start to recognize our true warriors that went to war. And and again, I'm so thankful for everybody in for whoever went to war for us, and here we are today to live in this land, as long as the sun shines, the grass grows and the waters flow, we're here in Gagiaski and Anaskumun. I'm very thankful for that.
I know, like, even in my family, I didn't know too much about veterans and the different veterans that came through my community until when I was in elementary school at Ochimnahus. I got asked to do the in Flanders Field thing, and they named off people, and I heard my family's last name in there, and that was Louis Wood and Clifford Wood, and they fought in World War I and World War II, and I was like, oh man, that's really cool. I even have had a first cousin, Scott Wood, who I think it was the army he joined, and he went over seas as well. And that's a lot of sacrifices, and we have all kinds of warriors in our communities and throughout, not even just in Canada, but all of our Indigenous communities. You see a lot of that being represented in south of the Medicine Line when we go to powwows and stuff down there. You ever notice how much veterans that are Indigenous? They even have these specials now at powwows honoring the veterans, where they ask them to come out and you see them dressed up in full uniform, and they dance.
No,
and that's so cool. They'll dance traditional, but in their full uniform, and it just that looks like Napega Sawinawak right there.
It's so
like the warriors
to see that. Like it almost wakens that spirit inside you. As like you, that I want to go out there and dance, because I always try to put myself in their, like if I had walked in their shoes, I'd be that proud too to come back and dance for your people
That's like our modern day warriors right there. I know we like to share one more song with you before we close out the show here. And the song we're going to choose is actually a perfect song, a fitting song for what's been, this whole week. And that's Soldier Boy by Black Lodge. Awesome powwow group. They do come from the Blackfeet Nation. And they are a family. And I believe it's a Scabby Robe family. This song has been shared far and wide, and we actually still sometimes hear it when we go to different powwows and they want to honor veterans like that. But this is Soldier Boy by Black Lodge. And that was Black Lodge with Soldier Boy. Again, do you have anything closing remarks you want to say to our Cree language starter speakers out there or our listeners?
Just have fun with the language. I keep hearing that. And, you know, submerge yourself in the language. I'm going to start saying that because I keep hearing that from all these language learners that we interview.
Immerse yourself.
Immerse yourself in the language any way how you can.
I want to say, agame mok gaipu me egwa gaini beoset. And that is, you know, persevere, don't give up, and don't be shy. I really want to stress on a don't be shy. Like Dallas said, you know, you really got to immerse yourself and don't be afraid to speak what you know and practice what you hear. Again, we want to say eksimaga, eksepetama, and we will see you guys next week for some more Cree Chatter Hour.